This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Interest rates and low prices are still squeezing farmers. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Rabobank's Rabo Research Team released its bi-monthly North American Agribusiness Review. The report analyzes market conditions and trends in North American agriculture. Roland Fumasi, North American Regional Head of Rabo Research, said interest rates are still squeezing farmers.
They absolutely are. Interest payments are definitely one of the contributing factors to a bit of pain in the farm economy right now. But that's just one aspect. The major commodity prices, corn, soybeans, for example, really, really well off the highs that we saw there for a couple of years. Those things combined are putting a lot of pressure on the farm economy.
Fumasi said there is one positive that may help farmers withstand the downturn in prices.
The positive side of that is we know that farmers are coming into this period with strong balance sheets because we did have 3 good years, including one record year in 2022 in terms of farm income. So that's the positive side of it. Yes, they're going to be given a little of that back over the next year or two with these subdued commodity prices, particularly on the grains.
Fumasi added that fortunately, there was some good news in the bi-monthly report.
Probably the most positive story that came out in our report was in the hog space. The hog industry has been struggling to be profitable and not winning that struggle for months now. But finally, the hog industry has returned to profitability. Exports in 2024 so far have been very robust, up about 10%. Mexico, South Korea, Colombia, Australia really leading those gains. You couple that with the fact that the hog industry has tried to pull back supply growth.
For more on the report, go to raboag.com. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.